This is Free Speech Radio News for Monday, October 11, 2004. At WBAI in New York, I'm Deepa Fernandez. A negotiated peace deal is now being implemented in Sadr City, Iraq. We go to the ground for the latest. Elections in Australia and Afghanistan. While the conservative coalition of John Howard romped home in Australia, election results are still pending in Afghanistan with many claims of voter fraud. And today is Indigenous Peoples Day, otherwise known as Columbus Day. We get a report from those trying to transform Columbus Day, as well as hear from our commentator on death row, Mumia Abu-Jamal. Today's Columbus Day, however, this holiday is not celebrated by everyone. In Denver, the birthplace of the Columbus Day holiday, hundreds of protesters gathered over the weekend as part of the Transform Columbus Day movement, which also originated in Denver. Maeve Conran reports.
Could I see a show of hands of people who are prepared to be arrested today?
At a rally at the steps of the state capitol on Saturday morning, Glenn Morris of the American Indian Movement called for a peaceful protest against the Columbus Day parade.
We're in the middle of a revolution here, and we need to do it with the right frame of mind and the right frame of heart.
The American Indian Movement is one of the groups in the Transform Columbus Day Alliance. They are calling for the cessation of the Columbus Day holiday, which they see as a celebration of the genocide of Indigenous peoples. Hundreds of people marched from the Capitol building on Saturday with the goal of blocking the Columbus Day parade organised by the Sons of Italy. As they approached the parade route, they were stopped by police.
So, we'll go in. You understand, and I have to tell you, if you cross the barricades and occupy the streets, you're violating the law and you'll be subject to arrest.
We understand that.
All right.
235 people were arrested and charged with loitering and disobedience to a lawful order. Though the protest was peaceful, there was heated debate among some onlookers.
Colonialism, the word colonialism, when you break down the etymology of the word, cologne comes from Columbus. Colonialism is subjugating other people. Okay. Columbus started.
The people who came after Columbus committed all the atrocities.
He wrote letters to the king and queen of Spain saying that surely with only a few men we could subjugate these people.
I grant you that, but it wasn't Christopher Columbus.
It was too Christopher Columbus.
Glenn Morris, leader in the American Indian Movement, made comparisons between the war in Iraq and the treatment of Native Americans.
The rhetoric is the same, the ideology is the same, that those people are in the way. They're heathens, they're infidels, they're uncivilized, non-Christians. That's the same rhetoric that was used against us. From the time Columbus got lost and showed up here, all the way through the Indian Wars to the present time.
For Free Speech Radio News, this is Maeve Conran.
Meanwhile, on this Indigenous Peoples Day, otherwise known as Columbus Day, our commentator from Death Row, Mumia Abu-Jamal, reflects.
When we celebrate Columbus Day, for millions of Americans, Columbus Day is a day of parades, nice dinners, and thankfully, a paid vacation day from work. For Canadians, this is Thanksgiving Day. But I've always wondered, what do the survivors of this 500 years of genocide, slaughter, and land theft, the so-called Native Americans, think of Columbus Day? Undoubtedly some, culturally conditioned to follow American ways, do celebrate it, as do many Americans. Yet, one still wonders. When I think of Columbus Day, I don't think of the present, nor of celebrations. I think of the time, 500 years ago, when three Spanish ships darkened the horizons. When the man then known as Cristobal Colón came to land and met the people he mistakenly called Indians. And I think of those people whom Columbus described as well-formed, handsome, and with good faces. Thankfully, the journal of a Spanish priest tells us exactly what was happening in October 1492. On Thursday, October 11th, Fray Bartolome de las Casas wrote, "Columbus marveled at their beauty and their kindness, but he noticed something else." He wrote, "They do not carry arms, nor are they acquainted with them, because I showed them swords, and they took them by the edge, and through ignorance cut themselves." Admiral Columbus noticed something else, that this gentle, handsome, good-faced people could be easily enslaved. De las Casas records the admiral's thoughts thusly. "Whenever your highnesses may command, all of them can be taken to Castile or held captive in this same island, because with 50 men, all of them could be held in subjection and can be made to do whatever one might wish," he wrote. This from the first day's entry after landfall. Day one, and slavery is the first thought. What followed, of course, was 500 years of hell for millions of native peoples. Happy Columbus Day. From Death Row, for Free Speech Radio News, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.
Free Speech Radio News is produced at Pacifica Stations WBAI in New York, KPFA in Berkeley, and KPFK in Los Angeles, and community radio station WMNF in Tampa, Florida. The newscast is produced by Monica Lopez and Simba Russo. Headlines editors are Randy Zimmerman and Nell Abram. Our DC editor is Mitch Jeserich. Our technical production team is Jade Paget-Seekins, Pauline Bartolone, Mick Milan, and Eric Klein. Special thanks to Transbay for web services. Free Speech Radio News is a worker-run collective. For more information, you can visit our website at www.fsrn.org. In New York, I'm Deepa Fernandez.